courting women voters is not really a new concept, but in recent years, new political groups on both the left and the right have sprouted up with the goal of appealing to moms. Corrine Hess has more on two very different groups trying to sway the votes of Wisconsin's mothers.
The main events of the Republican National Convention took place at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, but one of the hottest tickets of the week was a half mile away at the Bradley Symphony Center. On the second day of the July convention, the conservative activist group Moms for Liberty filled the 2,500-seat hall. In a video message, former President Donald Trump kicks off the event by mocking what Moms for Liberty's adversaries have said about it.
You're a hate group. You are a hate. You hate your children. You hate everybody.
Moms for Liberty has been a controversial group, but also a successful one. The group now boasts 130,000 members in 48 states. There are 14 chapters in Wisconsin. Its success is just the latest example of how political parties are trying to target women with issues around families, schools, and security. Amber Schrader is the vice chair of Moms for Liberty, Ozaukee County. She says moms are fed up, awake, and activated.
So now they're saying, hold on a second, it's affecting me, it's affecting my life, it's affecting my finances, it's affecting my safety, and most importantly, it's affecting my family. And so they're coming out and they're voting, and we're welcoming them with open arms.
Moms for Liberty says their mission is parental choice. The group is currently fighting against the new Title IX rules that protect transgender students. 4 years ago, Schrader says she was a stay-at-home mom who barely knew who Wisconsin's governor was. But then COVID hit, and she didn't like what she saw.
And it really opened up a lot of people's eyes to what was actually going on within our school districts. And they had been taken over. Our school districts had been taken over.
While Moms for Liberty is trying to organize conservative women, another Wisconsin group is trying to do the same for liberal women. During the Democratic National Convention, Kate Duffy of the Wisconsin-based Motherhood for Good took to Instagram to interview prominent Democratic politicians.
Hello, this is Kate from Motherhood for Good, and we are here with the chair of the Wisconsin Democrats, Ben Wickler. Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm so good.
Since launching 2 years ago, the Motherhood for Good Instagram page has amassed more than 20,000 followers. Duffy says Motherhood for Good is aiming to organize voters in Wisconsin to vote for Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
We're focusing on the women who have either not voted in the past, not paid attention, or always just kind of like voted maybe what their dad or husband talked about. They have power and they have a voice.
Duffy says the U.S. Supreme Court's 2020 decision overturning federal abortion rights was one of the key reasons she wanted to get involved in politics.
It was a lot of emotions. It was fear, anger, disgust, just some of those bad emotions aren't necessarily bad for like getting up and getting involved.
Targeting moms is not new to politics. As far back as 1996, the news media identified, quote, soccer moms as one of the demographics that helped reelect President Bill Clinton. Kelly Dittmar is the director of research at the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. She says moms have never been a single voting bloc, and they are even more diverse in their voting preferences this year than in past years.
And I think you can see that in the activism and advocacy of women's and mothers' organizations that really come to the table with, yes, leveraging their identity as mothers, but to very different ends and with very different policy perspectives.
Over the next 7 weeks, Moms for Liberty and Motherhood for Good will continue reaching out to women. Both groups hope their messages will connect with Wisconsin's moms. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.